We first and foremost, we have to recognize that we are under his complete dominion, purposeful, and in his, under his guidance, his rule, he's taking us through different incidents, different states, to the perfect state. And all of this process is in order to teach us where we are, under which influence we are, who's bestowing, who's influencing, who's governing us.
Can you explain the example of the child? Because it's written that the father enjoys it if the child knows his greatness.
Yeah, to the extent the kid develops, the father gives him his intellect, his feelings, is taking him through different events, so the kid will learn. And to the extent the father takes him through different contradicting states, like opposing states, like the child in the story of the child in the basement, then his father rejoices about how much the child is capable of understanding and justifying his father to that extent.
The greatness of his Rav and the greatness of the Creator, is that one and the same, one thing?
No, of course not. The greatness of his teacher, his Rav, means that you have someone that you can appreciate, someone greater. It can be a friend. But when you bestow to him and you receive pleasure from it, you receive an appreciation. Towards the Creator is a problem because he's not felt. So here, it's the friend or Rav. It doesn't matter. Rav means greater. Anyone who you see as great and you bestow to him and you receive pleasure because from that, because in your eyes he is great. Bestowal to a great one can give you energy, fuel, high spirits, confidence, and in this way we learn how to relate, you know, from love of friends to love of the Creator. In this way, in the No. We read many times in our verses, in general, complete articles, that you have to see each and every friend as the greatest of the generation. So what's the problem? If this is how you see your friends as so great, then you have the ability to receive an elevation of your spirits. Bestowal to a great one, if he's truly great, should bring you strength, high spirits, fuel. Truly so, if they are big in your eyes. And if not, you have to work on it. It's written in many places how you should relate to your friends. To feel yourself as the lowest of them all. And then you will always have energy to work and high spirits because you are among the great ones. Since through them you will receive bestowal from above. From the upper light you will receive illumination. That's the law. You are simply using it. That we are in a system of laws, system of forces. If you relate to the system in this way, you extract from it the inner force that dwells in the system. And if you can't do it, then you are without energy.
And why is the Creator's greatness necessary in order to engage in Torah and Mitzvot for her sake?
If not for the greatness of the Creator, how will I change the direction, the vector of my efforts from myself to, from my own benefit to the Creator's benefit. To the extent the Creator is greater than me, I'll be able to direct it at Him. Otherwise, from the very beginning, we are born in such a way that we are the most important. Each one is the most important compared to all of reality. And to change that direction. So the 10 becomes more important, and then the Creator becomes more important. This means from love of the created beings to love of the Creator. First of all, from self-love to love of others, and then from love of others to the love of the Creator. So we have to go through these degrees.
And how does the influence of the friends help us attain the greatness of the Creator?
The friends can convince me of the importance, that they are more important than me. Using envy, lust, craving, honor, there are a few forces in me that I can use to deride my ego. It's sort of it's a special exercise. It's also egoistic, but it is serving as a transition. I can stop thinking about myself, seemingly, and think of the other, seemingly, through envy, where if everyone thinks this way, I also want to think this way. This comes from the fact that we used to be in one system. We're all interconnected, despite the shattering. That's why I'm in a state where I'm capable of doing actions against my own desire, only in order to please the other. This is a kind of ego that works against the personal ego, where the general ego is greater than the individual ego. It's a means for one to rise above himself.
So the friends convince me of the greatness of the Creator, or their own greatness?
Their own. They call the Creator.
And how does this bring me to bestowing contentment upon the Creator? What does the greatness of the Creator have to do with bestowing contentment?
Oh, one who is great, you, according to your own nature, you want to give contentment, like to a friend, according to his greatness, because the greatness obligates. It's a feeling that he is greater. In you, he is greater than you. Then you want to bestow to him, because bestowal to him will be felt in you like bestowing to yourself, and more, even more than that. All the way up to the degrees of love. Okay, there are a lot of things in that. You have to think a bit more. But those are natural things that exist on the level of this world, and from that we can start to grow. The shattering was complete, it reached the end of all the degrees, and that's why here we have all the means in order to enter the spiritual world. Except we have to work together, use what they're saying, not run away from it. If a person makes himself small compared to the friends, just as Rabash writes to us, then he acquires the strength to grow. That's it, period. More than that, I don't recall it being written. That's it. Don't philosophize around it. We're talking about it from the perspective of a person, not what the friends do, what a person does. If he makes himself small compared to the friends, he acquires strength, forces from him to.
to
make yourself
oneself?
Smaller means to annul.
So what's the difference between annulling yourself before the friend or making concessions towards the friend? I can make concessions because
by making concessions you remain on the same level. You consider yourself as great and you make a concession. To annul yourself, you recognize his greatness and you find yourself lower than him with respect to something that's important to you. He is truly greater and you are lower, and it's worthwhile for you to annul yourself in order to receive appreciation from him, greatness, forces, and advance in this way. In short, this is work. Look what Rabash writes. We can see it on ourselves. We have the time of descent, and then we lose all the strength, all the desire, all the thoughts. We want nothing, and we're like rags, as Rabash used to say. And that's it. And you agree to anything, whatever it may be, I don't care. You know. And when the Creator awakens us just a little bit and raises us from this state, then to the extent we're able to work with the strength that we have during the ascent, to contribute, to invest, meaning it all depends on the level of the light that reforms from zero to as high as it brings us. That's what's happening. Hence our work is how do we understand these states? So after all, we've gone through a few similar states, both in the ascent and in the descent. And what do we do in order to appreciate those states properly and build ourselves? Not that we're not dependent on them. We're not talking about it. Of course we're dependent. We are, after all, a will to receive. And according to the light that influences us, we'll always be fluctuating up and down. Rather, the question is, how can we extract the correct result, the correct profit from all these fluctuations up and down? That is the question. So and now is a question for everyone. How do we extract profit from the ascent and the sense that the Creator is giving us?
About that.
So how can we reach that state where he wants nothing?
The will to bestow to the Creator will be so great that you won't feel any other desire. Isn't that clear?
No, I have these concerns and...
You have concerns today, now, let's say. And so, you don't feel like having breakfast. You are so concerned, so worried about the day to come that you have no appetite. You can't put anything in your mouth. Does that ever happen?
Yes.
It happens. So what are you asking about? That's the meaning of the big fish swallowing up the little fish, small fish. So he says, the most important is to not want anything except to bestow. There needs to be a comma here. Because of his greatness. Yes?
So how do we get there? How do we get to the state where I don't want anything?
Ah, so you need to increase the greatness of the Creator, to elevate it above all the concerns, the worries, the desires, and everything you may have. The Creator, in His greatness, will be greater than all those. Right? So first you have to understand that everything you feel comes from the Creator. Everything that comes from the Creator comes deliberately so that you, by your efforts, will try to recognize His greatness as being above everything else that's in front of you. You're attracted to all sorts of things. You try to run from other things, for good or bad. The Creator needs to be above it all. You're attracted to Him above all the cakes and all the troubles. Right? And if not, then you have a 10, and you have the prayer, and go ahead. What is the whole of reality there for? That's it.
Except it seems sometimes that it sounds possible, but often it's impossible.
Because you need to organize those things. It's only the order of them. Where it comes from, what it comes for, and how I need to respond.
I want to know, what does it mean to bestow? What should I bestow?
Bestowing means to carry out an action by which, according to your estimation, you bestow contentment upon the Creator. That's the meaning of bestowal. What can I do like unto a friend, like unto someone you love? You think, what can I do in order to give him contentment, to give him pleasure? Think that way with respect to the Creator. And if you can't think about the Creator in that way, or perhaps it's not the right thing to do for the time being, then do it towards the group. Whatever you do with respect to the 10, it's certain that you're really acting the same towards the Creator. That's it. A connection to the 10 is a connection with the vessels. Even though it's love, connection, but with regards to the Creator, it's a connection of the vessels. And then from those vessels, we rise to a higher degree still, of a higher degree of connection and love, which is the connection with the Creator. But it comes one after the other. Then we come to know the difference, the essential difference between connecting with the friends and then from them to connect to the Creator. What addition we have between the first and the second. I cannot put it in words. It's a matter of feeling. Which is called the Creator as well. Love. The vessel that you attain in the connection with the friends, that exactly is the Creator. You stop referring to each and every friend in a singular and a discrete manner. Rather, you connect them all together as one desire, one intention, and so you relate to them all as one. And by that, you build the Creator. It's written, "You have made me." That's how it is.
Eventually?
No. This journal that I recommend that a person keep, it's only for some sort of criticism, observation on himself, but it won't get him to any recognition of the Creator, knowing the Creator. How is that related?
No, I need to add.
No, the journal is completely unrelated. It's one of various means by which he can examine himself to see if he's investing his time correctly throughout the day. But where? In the group, in the 10, in the connection in order to find the power of bestowal, meaning to turn to the Creator with prayer. That's where you have all the work in there. The journal itself means nothing.
If I understood correctly, you said that when I stop relating to each friend discreetly and relate to everyone as one, by that you build the Creator.
Yes, it's written, "You have made me." So what do I make him of? I need from relating to all the friends in such a good way where they become all as one for me. So this vessel, this single vessel, discovers the feeling, which is the Creator. But in terms of its qualities, of those qualities, the vessel and the Creator are in adhesion.
But why specifically this transition from relating to each friend individually and to relating to everyone as one is revealing the Creator?
This is what we call the entrance into the spiritual world. It's us skipping, jumping to a degree of spiritual perception, where instead of 10, I perceive, I see 1. It's a kind of a new perception, a new attribute, a new quality, integral, where I don't see anything as divided into many parts. I see one force operating in the whole of reality, the power of good that's working, and the power of evil, the bad force, is only there in order to help discover the good force. So it's all as one.
And then when there's an interaction with a certain friend, let's say, how do you see it if it's part of the general force? How do you feel it?
That is constantly changing, but the level can be maintained, and other than that you have fluctuations. Yeah, all sorts of spikes, fluctuations. Above that,